Welcome to Success Redefined with Dr. Toni Warner. I'm Dr. Toni, mom of five, psychotherapist, author, and mentor. Here, you're going to find insightful discussions spanning science, psychology, and soul as the personal and professional meet, and we explore the intersection of what really matters so success can be redefined with connection, healing, and fulfillment in mind.
Hey, everyone. I want to talk today about communication confusion because we all need to communicate with one another, and let's be honest, don't we all sometimes have a little bit of trouble communicating clearly, effectively, and then feeling good about the way that we have communicated, whether it's with our significant other, whether it's at work or with our kids or with a family member or a close friend, whatever the case might be, it can get fuzzy when we are trying to communicate and are struggling to get our point across. And when that happens, sometimes things can go south. I know I've been there before, and if you are tuning into this episode, you most likely can relate in some fashion, in some way, shape, or form around challenges with communication. For context, I am recording this solo episode today at 3 weeks postpartum from having my fifth baby. And so I am in prime time of low sleep, and I've definitely had some communication confusion because of low sleep, because a lot of transitions happening, obviously, with just having a baby, being postpartum. I'm nursing, and so nursing every few hours, and then, of course, also taking care of my other four children. They range in age from toddler to teen, and so it's all kinds of challenges and good things, right, that come with that, with those different parts of life. I know from talking to so many different people, whether it's in my psychotherapy practice or as a consultant or just as a friend and family member, that information overload happens to all of us in some capacity, right? We can get this kind of mental clutter, this blurry brain kind of feeling, this brain fog that can happen and make it hard for us to be able to say what we want to say, how we want to say it, when we want to say it. If you've ever had too many ideas racing through your mind kind of all at once because you just are filled with these innovative thoughts, or maybe you have felt mentally bogged down because there's too many things to do and you're not really sure where to start or which one to prioritize, then this conversation, I think, is going to be helpful because it's something that can overload our brains for so many of us, especially as high achievers, this kind of information and task overload. Now, the information and task overload itself isn't exactly what I want to talk about today, but it led me into today's topic. I was having trouble. I was having trouble figuring out what exactly I was going to talk about. What exactly did I want to talk about? It needed to be something that was relevant to us achievers, us parents, us partners, right? Us folks that really care about making an impact in our relationships or in this world. So it needs to be of relevance to us, but it also needed to be something that I felt was important to me and what I'm all about. So the trouble that I was having wasn't actually about, oh my gosh, I don't know what to talk about because I don't have anything to talk about. It was the complete opposite. It was, I'm having trouble figuring out exactly what I want to talk about because I have so much that I want to talk about. Honestly, y'all, I have lists of topics that come to my mind all the time where I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to put this in my notes app. I'm going to put this in my notes app. I'm going to put this in my notes app. I need to talk about this. So I have just a list, a very long list of different topics that I want to talk about here. How do I choose? How do I choose? They're so important. They're so relevant. There are things that either I've personally experienced or I have seen others go through and I've supported them through it. There's so much to talk about. How am I going to choose just one? This state of thought overload, information overload, like mental clogging. I didn't want to get sucked into that because I could feel myself kind of getting sucked into that. You know, I've got this history about struggling to whittle things down, kind of struggling to be concise. Perhaps you'll notice that in some of my episodes. That's okay. We've all got our things. We've all got our challenges that we need to work on, or we could choose to work on. So whittling things down and being more concise is one of those areas that has just historically been a challenge for me. I'll give you an example. When I was writing my dissertation to get my PhD, I wound up organizing so much data in such different ways that I actually wound up creating two separate dissertations about the same topic that I was examining because I was having such a hard time decoding and encoding all of the data that I had collected in a concise fashion. So much so that I wound up writing two dissertations. And of course, you can only write and submit one dissertation because it's a lot of work to edit and go through it over and over and over again. So then I had to come to this conclusion, to a decision, right? Like, which set am I going to focus on? Like, which set of data in this particular section or this particular section am I going to focus on to allow it to be one dissertation? And that was such a challenge because just like I started off with this podcast episode today, I'm like, because it's also important. It's also important. I don't want to miss out on something. I don't want to wind up focusing on one area and then neglecting another area, or for someone to think that this is the only thing that I think is important, when in reality, I think that a more comprehensive approach is important. But I can't, oh my gosh, like I could go down the rabbit hole. And I have gone down the rabbit hole like that so many times. And I would be so curious if you can relate to that, where it's like, I want to be so comprehensive and I want to be so, I want to be considerate. I want to be considerate of all the different facets, so much so that it actually becomes just too much. It becomes too much and it becomes unclear and it becomes very confusing. For some folks, that can lead them to trying to over explain all of this information. For other folks, it can lead them to shut down and be like, I'm just not even going to try to explain this over, you know, this information because it's so much. And then there's, you know, a spectrum in between. I have done both. I can shut down because I'm like, no one's going to understand what I have to say anyway, so why try? And I've also been like, oh my gosh, I need to over explain this because it's so much and I want to make sure I'm getting every single piece of it. That's not clear, right? Like, it's not clear communication. It is confusing communication when we do that. And so all of these things are going through my head as I'm trying to whittle down what I'm going to talk about today. And I'm reflecting on my history of struggling to whittle things down because I've always got a lot of things that I want to do. And I do tend to find a way to get a lot done in what others may consider a short amount of time, which is a strong point. And it's also a point that's challenging. Let me give you a real-time example of what's happening right now. So right now, I'm 3 weeks postpartum, as I said, and I am also in the middle of preparing for a house extension. Fun, right? And also in the middle of preparing for some excavation on our land because we have so many trees that are either falling or in the way for when we choose to do solar and so on and so forth. So we've got a bunch of different things happening all at once. And I am okay with that. I like to do this and do that and do this and do that. I like to do that. Now, if it becomes overwhelming for me, then I do have to step back. But I tend to work really well, to do really well with the things that I find are important, to be able to focus on them, move through them, and get them done. That doesn't mean that other people that are involved, like my partner or other people that might be involved in something with me, doesn't mean that they are of that same notion. So I need to be aware of how it's affecting them. I need to be aware of how they need to navigate something like this, like a multifaceted project or multiple things happening all at once. So that's just one example of how it's a strong point of mine to be able to identify, this is what I want to do, and there might be several things that I want to do all at once, or this is what I want to say. I want to communicate these things, but it can also be a challenge. So back to the topic at hand. As I found myself kind of swirling around in the ideas of what I want to talk about today, I decided enough was enough, because I was starting to enter into that realm of confusion where it's like, this is not effective. This thought process that I'm getting sucked into is creating more mental clutter for me. I'm not coming to a conclusion. I'm not coming to any kind of clear resolution. I'm not getting the direction that I need. Enough is enough. I'm not going to keep doing this to myself. So what I decided was that I was going to let it come to me. I'm going to stop trying to overthink this. I'm going to stop trying to figure it out. I did what I was able to do. It's not bringing me clarity. So it's time to let it come to me. Let it go. Let it come to me. That cliche saying, just let it go. Let it be. Let go and let God. So here's what happened. The day after I made this decision, I started listening to an audiobook that I had been wanting to tune into for a little while now. And it's called The Dance of Connection by Dr. Harriet Lerner. She is a fellow psychotherapist and she's written tons of books. I've only just begun to dive into her books, so I haven't read her other books yet, but I'm very much looking forward to checking them out because so far she seems phenomenal. And I'd only listened up to about chapter 2 in her book, The Dance of Connection. But I could already recognize myself in some of what she was talking about, especially when it came to communication barriers, like lack of clarity in communication in our relationships with people that we care about, with people that we are close to. She specifically was talking about with our partner or significant others. And I gotta tell you, I was like, oh my gosh, she's calling me out. Everything she was saying didn't necessarily apply to me, although I could understand what she was saying. But there were certain statements around communication barriers that just, they hit me. And I was like, she is totally calling me out. And so I needed to think about it. I needed to reflect on it because if I felt called out, it was something I needed to pay attention to. So I thought about how when I'm trying to communicate and I want to communicate clearly, but I have so much that I want to say that I can sometimes struggle with that in particular situations. So typically it would be for me in a particular situation within my personal relationships, like within my home. For other people, for you, it might be outside of your home, it might be at work, there might be other topics or people that wind up being more emotionally activating for you. But for me, it tends to be kind of in my home. And so I thought about how there's always so much that I want to say. I have a lot of thoughts about a lot of things, and I can think of a laundry list of things that I want to communicate when I'm off on my own. And some of these things are great things of appreciation. Some of these things are challenging things of issues that we need to address. But I can think about them very clearly when I am off on my own, or when I am writing in my journal, or when I am just kind of in the peace of my own mind. I am wonderful about getting clear about what it is I want to communicate. However, when push comes to shove, and there's an argument, or there's some kind of elevated emotions happening in our conversation or disagreement, my mind can go blank. And this is what Harriet talks about in her book. It's not all that she talks about, but she has a few statements, a few sentences around wanting to communicate with your partner. Emotions get really elevated and your mind just goes totally blank. And like, yes, you're calling me out. That happens to me. I've been there, done that. Yes, it has happened to me much more frequently in the past. Yes, it has gotten better. But since I'm really resonating with what you're saying right now, clearly it is a topic, an area for me to pay attention to and continue to improve upon. So I want to communicate clearly, but my emotions are elevated and I can't even string two thoughts together in some kind of rational way. I want to communicate clearly, but I can't. And of course, if I can't communicate clearly and emotions are already elevated, then whatever it is I'm going to do or say from this place of confusion and frustration is unlikely to help the situation. It is most likely going to make it more challenging. It is not going to be effective in the way of a positive solution. It is probably going to be much more effective in the way of a not so desired avenue. And I have for sure seen this happen with myself, with other people. We can all relate. It's what Dr. Dan Siegel calls our lids being flipped. So the parts of our brain, the rational thinking parts of our brain that help us to be able to communicate in more clear and rational, logical way, have gone offline, right? And that happens to me. It happens to all of us at some point in our lives, but it can happen more frequently or less frequently. It can happen more intensely or less intensely. So when it does happen, we need to pay attention to it because it makes it very difficult for us to be able to communicate in a clear, effective way that then results in something positively productive for our relationship or whatever the topic is at hand that needs to be discussed. When our lids get flipped, when our emotions are high in reactivity and we're trying to communicate from that place, it winds up ending in poor communication or no communication at all. And I'm no exception. So for sure, I've seen it happen where my communication is coming out very poorly, or I stonewall. And I'm like, nope, I'm done. No communication. The communication is that I'm done. The communication is the silence or the passive aggressiveness or the cold shoulder, right? Like, it's this ineffective communication. All of this got me thinking about another audiobook that I had listened to various portions of, and that's Brené Brown's Dare to Lead. If you haven't heard of it, I highly recommend. I am a huge supporter of Brené Brown's research, of her body of work. And she is a fellow social worker. She's not a psychotherapist, but she's a research-based social worker, and she just does phenomenal research. And so in her Dare to Lead book, she talks about how clear is kind and unclear is unkind. And this concept is so stinking simple, right? Clear is kind, unclear is unkind. Like, how much more simple can it get? Except in execution, it is such a challenge. Now, she talks about clear is kind and unclear is unkind in the workplace amongst leaders and in leadership. And that is incredibly important. She provides so much research around it, but we can apply this to any part of our life, right? Like any relationship, any system that requires some kind of communication between one or more people. And so it totally applies when we're talking about the home space, workspace or home space, it applies to both, whether it's as a partner, as a parent, whatever the case may be. So I was started reflecting on that. I'm like, oh, this is making me think about that statement, clear is kind. And so I've started adopting saying that out loud, not just saying it to myself, but actually saying it out loud more and more often as I've been reflecting on this. Clear is kind, clear is kind, clear is kind, because it has helped hone me in on the importance of it's not about being as comprehensive or the ultimate level of consideration so that everything is expressed or everything is completed all at once or everything is addressed all at once. It's actually not about that. If we try to say too much all at once or even do too much all at once, and we're not clear on exactly where we want to guide our action or guide our conversation, then what happens is that it becomes unclear. The direction becomes unclear. The communication becomes unclear. And that is unkind because it leads to confusion. It leads to frustration. In the long run, it breeds resentment in our relationships, right? Because I'm frustrated. Why don't you get this? I have tried to tell you this a million times. I have this laundry list of all these reasons why it's an issue in my head all of the time, but I'm not clearly communicating it. And since I'm not clearly communicating it from a more calm place, when my lid isn't so flipped in my brain, then I'm actually unintentionally acting unkind. And that unkind, unclear, ineffective interaction winds up putting our relationships, whether at home or at work, putting our relationships in a place of strain, of stress, of duress. And therefore, it is incredibly helpful and important, and I dare I say necessary, for us to remember that actually clear is kind, which means sometimes less is more. I know that cliche statement, right? Less is more. Clear is kind. And so if we're trying to say too much, or if we're trying to do too much, and it's not clear the direction we're actually wanting to focus on or the thing that we're actually wanting to communicate, then it can become very confusing and it's unkind. Gosh darn it. I know all of this stuff. As a psychotherapist who's been in the field for quite a while at this point, as someone who has dedicated themselves to the ongoing study of human behavior, of human development, of the field of psychology and human sexuality and parenting. I know this. Logically, I know this. Why in the world do I need another flipping reminder? Right? Like, what? Really? And the reality is just that we're all human. While part of the process is to logically understand this, is to have some buy-in into it, that it is true, that is an important part of this process, but it doesn't automatically mean then that you're going to easily implement it. It takes time and practice and repetition to implement something like remembering that clear is kind, especially in the heat of the moment, especially when emotions are elevated, especially when it's around something that's a sensitive topic, or when it happens in the context of a very intimate relationship, or if, like me, you have some trauma wiring in your brain that leads you to feel unsafe in certain situations, even though the situation itself is actually safe. It'll put you on edge. It'll put you in this place of feeling like you need to defend yourself, and that can lead you to flip your lid and make it difficult to communicate clearly. There's so many different reasons why even if you logically get this, even if you logically know this, that does not mean that automatically, boop, you're just going to implement it and now you're good and you're never going to have any communication issue ever again. That's not how it works. And so part of feeling successful in communicating clearly and effectively and productively is understanding and accepting that we can logically embrace these concepts like clear as kind and unclear as unkind. And then we need to choose to take that next step of practicing implementing them, of reminding ourselves of them, of not just trying to shove them off on someone else who is, oh, this is how it should be. We should be doing this. So you're not doing it. Just pointing that finger, right? Like you're not doing it. You should be doing this. No, it's not about that. It's about us being reflective and introspective within ourselves and saying, okay, I logically get this and now I can practice it. Because the more I practice it, the better I get at it. It doesn't ever mean that I'll be perfect at it and that I'll have mastered it to the point where I'll never need to practice it again. That's not what it means. And there's nothing flawed or wrong or bad about you or about me to need to continue to practice this. Because the reality is that we're human. And as humans, our brains learn best through repetition and elevated emotion. And so if we can practice clear as kind and we can emotionally connect with wanting to communicate clearly, then we will be able to do it more and more and more. And it will be a little bit less difficult each time, but we're never going to be perfect at it. And that is okay. And something that I have tacked on to the idea of clear as kind is that clear is kind, yes, but we're not talking about being so blunt or so direct that we just throw consideration, care, and compassion out the window. So clear is kind, and clear can be caring, compassionate, and considerate as well. So for me, I've tacked that on to help remind me that it's not just about being clear, like, oh, I need to get my point across, but this is about clear is kind and clear can be caring, compassionate, and considerate, because care, compassion, and consideration are important for me as a human being at my core. Those are important core values to me, but they're also important in any relationship that we value. And so if we're just focusing on being so direct and blunt, and that's our interpretation of clarity, that's not kind. We want to have a sense of clarity in our communication that is actually connected to kindness, not just, I'm going to point the finger at you, or I'm going to try to make you understand what I'm saying, and I'm going to do it with no care or compassion or consideration in my heart or in my mind. So we need to tack that on, in my opinion. And if we tack that on, then clarity can become something that's helpful, not just to us and our own mental clutter, but also to our relationships, the people that we hold nearest and dearest to our heart. So, in conclusion, many of us have a lot of thoughts, we have a lot of ideas, we have a lot we want to say, and yet we can sometimes struggle with how to clearly communicate that, especially when emotions are elevated. And maybe we're struggling with how to clearly communicate that with others, or maybe we're struggling with how to just clearly communicate it and sort it out with ourselves in our own mind because of our own mental clutter that we have going on. This process really causes confusion, frustration, and added stress, duress, and strain, which makes relationships harder, makes solutions harder, makes how we feel, think, and feel within ourselves harder to deal with. One of the ways that I have found is really helpful to work through this and feel more successful in communicating clearly, even in the midst of lots of ideas and things like that, is to remind myself, clear is kind. Be clear with care, compassion, and consideration. Clear is kind. Unclear is unkind. So if I notice myself going in the direction of trying to over explain, for fear that I'm not being comprehensive enough or that I'll miss something or someone will judge me in a certain way if I neglect to say a particular thing or if I sense that I'm going to shut down because I'm just assuming no one's going to understand me anyway or no one's going to care what I have to say. If I'm sensing that I'm going in either one of those directions, reminding myself, clear is kind. Be clear with care, compassion, and consideration. Honestly, just reminding myself of that and even saying it out loud sometimes helps me feel more grounded. It brings my lid back online for my brain. Sometimes faster than others, sometimes slower than others, but it is helpful for me to do that because it helps bring me back into me in a way that feels more grounded, more calm, and therefore is able to be more clear in how I communicate. And that might sometimes mean that I notice I'm not ready to clearly communicate right in this moment. I need to take a break. I need to take a breather. I need to say, hey, I'm having a hard time communicating clearly right now. Just give me a couple minutes, or can we come back to this conversation tonight or tomorrow? That might be what it means, and that's okay too. Because as much as we might want to get everything done all at once, address everything all at once, tick all of the things off the to-do list all at once, whatever it might be for you, I know for me, I really like to address as much as I can all at once and figure things out all at once and try to get things done all at once if I can. I really do want to do that. Like that is my, that's my pattern. It's just not humanly possible or practical to do that all the time. And that is okay. When we are willing to slow down and remind ourselves that clear is kind, then we can clearly begin to see that it's okay. It's okay not to say it all right now, and it's okay to take a break right now. It's going to be okay, even if we don't feel okay right now, right? The clarity in our communication comes through much better when we feel more clear within ourselves. And so reminding ourselves mentally that clear is kind isn't just about how we're communicating outside of ourselves with other people, but really it's also about how we are connecting within ourselves and be like, am I calm? Am I at a place in my mind and my body where I can even think clearly? I think it's a two-way street. I think we're checking in with ourselves when we say clear is kind and we're reminding ourselves of that. And I think that we're wanting to notice how we're showing up for the other person or the other people that are involved in whatever interaction it might be. So I would love to hear your thoughts, y'all, about clear as kind, unclear as unkind, and all of the hodgepodge of the mental clutter mess that can happen in our heads and our minds when we are folks that have a lot of thoughts, have a lot of ideas, and we have a lot of feelings, right? And how to sort through all of that without getting mired down by the confusion to the point where it becomes more stressful, less productive, less effective in how we're showing up for ourselves and for others in our communication. We all thank you so much for joining me. I hope that you feel a sense of deep and meaningful success in your day today or in your week this week. Until next time, see ya.
Links related to this episode can be found in the show notes section. Want to submit questions about success, satisfaction, healing, and relationships, health, or work? You can do that free and anonymous at drtonywarner.com, where you'll find other resources there as well. Did you benefit from this episode? You can subscribe, like, and share with another to pass it on, because anyone can listen on the go with this podcast audio available on all major podcasting platforms.